Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Stacy Haas with the Marion County Public Health Department to talk about mental health first aid.
This is the time of year when a lot of people become depressed due to the holidays. Certainly, it's a problem that can be recurrent all through the year, but even more so this time of year. And not only that, people are struggling with a lot of things in their personal lives, with the expenses, with the pressures of the holiday season. And this is a time when some of those mental health problems may come to a head. And this is where perhaps some background in mental health first aid would be helpful, right?
Correct. Yeah, the holidays can be a really challenging time for many families, many individuals. Not all the time is holiday. Get-togethers with family, you know, a positive thing for everyone. And so having some knowledge on what mental health symptoms, signs and symptoms are can help you help others be able to cope with a mental health crisis.
Now, someone who encounters a person who may be undergoing some sort of a mental health problem, they may find themselves as the first point of contact. Someone who takes the training course here, what are some of the things that they would be taught to watch out for?
They would kind of be that first initial point of contact. So they're going to be given an action step to kind of help them work through when they identify someone in a crisis. It's going to help them be able to identify what those signs and symptoms are for an individual experiencing that mental health crisis, and then give them some tips or tools to put in their tool bag to be able to help them walk someone through the process of getting help.
Now, as with any form of first aid and physical first aid, it's, as the name would imply, the first thing you do. But someone dealing with this, the idea is to avoid any immediate problem and refer them to someone who is more qualified to treat them in the long run. And that's probably something you emphasize, is making sure that the person gets the help they need, right?
Absolutely. The fourth step in our action plan is encouraging appropriate professional help. So helping individuals get out to those appropriate individuals in our community that can provide them with that ongoing support and hopefully help them receive recovery.
Who are some of the people who should have this sort of training? Certainly it's open to the general public, but there are probably a few professions or lines of work where this would be of particular use.
Yeah, I really think that any of those direct support staff that are really working in the homes with individuals that may be more at risk for mental health signs or symptoms, really anyone working with adolescents, it can be a great program to help them identify the differences between typical adolescent development and those signs of when it's becoming maybe more of a mental health need.
And this covers a long range of areas. It's not necessarily someone who is on the verge of attempting suicide right then and there, where it could be a bit more obvious, but some of the smaller things, which could be the sign of a potential mental breakdown, may be initially hard to pick up on for someone who has been taught to watch for the warning signs.
Correct. Yeah. So we have several different versions of the program that we're able to assist people in becoming educated on. We have one that's offered primarily focusing on youth. So looking at that age category of 12 to 25 and really what the differences are in that age category to the adult course. It really goes, you know, 18 to the, you know, the end of life stages. And so looking at those differences and then we can tailor it to individuals that may be in different professions as well.
I know that session you've done in the past was designed strictly for teachers. They're the ones who would have the most contact with adolescents on a regular basis, and they would be perhaps on the front lines in a crisis situation.
Absolutely, yes. And so we've our youth course really has some scenarios that are tailored towards the education profession, and we can really help individuals kind of walk through, you know, things that they might see in their classroom, and then ways that they can help in that intervention process. And so we've been had the privilege to work with the Knoxville School District in getting all of their staff trained, and have done some at Twin Cedars and are moving on to other schools in the county.
Any individual or organization that wants to make arrangements to have this course, whom should they contact and what can they expect to do?
So they can just reach us out here at Marion County Public Health, and we will help arrange that for them. So we can do it for any group that would be interested. We come to you and set up, and it's an 8-hour course that really gives you a lot of tools that you can utilize moving forward as you interact with either individuals in the community or people that they work with.
Would that be a day-long course or split up over several days or two or more?
It's whatever works for them. We can split it up into 2-hour little sections, or we can do it in a day. It's whatever works best for those individuals.
Certainly for anyone involved in direct contact with people at any level. I mean, we've been talking about dealing with adolescents, but it certainly applies to anyone at any time of year. having this knowledge would be potentially life-saving.
Yes, absolutely. So anybody in the, you know, even in the ministry field, anybody that has contact on an ongoing basis with anybody, I say, you know, you might run into somebody at Walmart that needs assistance. And so anybody that could benefit from it, because we all interact with, you know, individuals on a daily basis.
Thanks to Stacy Haas for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.